Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira sponsored, L'Ilui Nishmat Rav Moshe Hauer. We're holding in Yumo Daf Lamed Ches, in the Art Scroll Ois V'Hadar edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halach Hevov. The Mishnah continues the Avoid of Yom Kippurim, says that the Kohen Gadol, Hizo Al Taharo Shel Mizbeach, Sheva Pehomim, he sprinkles the blood on the Taharo Mizbeach, as we'll see in the Gemara, means the top of the Mizbeach, 7 times. The leftover blood. After he sprinkled the blood, whatever was left over of the blood, he would put on the yesoid. The yesoid is the base of the mizbeach. Which mizbeach? Mizbeach achitzot. Because he was doing the sprinkling on the inner mizbeach, which is in the heichol. As he goes out of the heichol, he pours all the leftover blood onto the base of the outside mizbeach. Which part of the Mizbeach does he reach first? Is the west side. Because the Beis HaMikdash is built going from east to west. So as he's coming out from the Heichol, the first thing he sees is the west side of the Mizbeach. And that's where he pours the blood. So that's what the Mishnah says, Shiori Adam Me'ashefech Yesoid Ma'arovi, on the west Yesoid, on the base, which is on the west side, Shal Mizbeach HaChitzon. Ve'Shal Mizbeach HaChitzon. But blood that you would put on Mizbeach HaChitzon, meaning, like all the karbonas that are going on the outside mizbeach, where does he put the shirayim, the leftover of that blood? That would be done on the south side of the mizbeach. Why? Because whatever would be done on the mizbeach, he would come down for the mizbeach. The ramp of the mizbeach was towards the south, was in the south side of the mizbeach. So as he's going down the ramp, now he turns around and he's facing the south side of the mizbeach, and that's why he puts the blood on the south side. Eilu ve'eilu, both bloods, the bloods meaning the bloods on the west side, the bloods on the south side, they go on the Yisrael Mizbeach, Mizarvim Ba'amo. Ba'amo is the drainage system that you have in Beis HaMikdash. V'yoytzim le'nachal Kidron, they pour out to the Nachal, the river called Nachal Kidron. V'nimkarim le'ganonim, where they were sold to gardeners, they used to use it to fertilize their field, le'zevel, for fertilizing purposes, u'moyalim boy. Until you don't buy it, you don't pay for it, there's an issur to enjoy it. Anybody does is over the issur of mehila. Says the Gemara. The Gemara starts with what does it mean? Teharush mizbeach. It means the clear space of the mizbeach on the actual mizbeach. How do we know that? Because it says v'hizo olov loyal afarov olov loyal gacholov. You put on him, not on his ashes, not on his coals. Now, in which area exactly did he sprinkle on the top of the mizbeach? So the more tani tzatzfoini, the north side of the inner mizbeach. He's tani tzadremi. There's tani that says the south side of the inner mizbeach. Mando matzatzfoini, the one who says the north side. Rabbi Lezer, that's Rabbi Lezer that said that he was standing in one place and did not move around. Where did he start when he started sprinkling? We learned before, he was in the northeast side of mizbeach, and that's where he's standing. So when he finished, he put it on top of the harush mizbeach, he was doing there in the north side. Rabbanan said that he was actually walking around the mizbeach. So where did he end his walk, as we saw before? On the southeast side of the mizbeach. So he did it on the south side. Continues the Gemara regarding the fact that when he comes out from the inside the Heichol, he pours the blood on the west side of the Mizbeach, the closest to the door. So says the Gemara, my basis is this, Simon. This is the rule. Kol anito mibachutz leinosen bivrim. Anything coming from the outside Mizbeach to come into inside the Heichol, nito min asomuch lifrim. It comes in from the closest place to the inside. Anything which is coming from the inside, from the Heichol, outside, is being given, is being poured, being put on the closest part to the inside. And the Gemara continues to explain. The ashes, the coals of every day, they go from the Mizbeach in order to go into the Heichol to do the Ketoris. And the candle that you take from the fire of the Mizbeach, these are two things they're taking from the Mizbeach to go inside. This is learned from the Gecholim of Yom Kippur, that the coals of Yom Kippur they have to take into the Heichol, into Kodesh HaKadoshim, you take from the closest place to the Heichol, because it says over there, the the closest to Hashem. So from there you learn anything going from the Mizbeach, like the coals of the Ketores and the fire of the Menorah, was also taken from the closest side to the Heichol from the west side. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, Shnei Bazich Levoino Lemeidim Mishiyor Edomim. What we're talking about, we're coming to have the goes from the inside to the outside. Every Shabbos, they took the Bazichei Levoino, which is the spices that were with Lechem upon him, and that came from the inside to go put on the Mizbeach outside. Which where in the Mizbeach outside was put? It was put on the west side, the closest to the door. You learn that from the Chatoy Saprimius, the Chatoyas that were done inside the Heichol, where it says there, Asher Pesach Oyel Moed, which is the closest to the door of Oyel Moed. So that's the Shiur Yidomim. Shnei Bazich Levoino made the Shiur Yidomim of Chatoy Saprimius. Continues the Gemara, it says, Kol Dam Apar Yishpoich Le'avois Dam Par Shel Yoyim HaKippurim L'Shvicho. Meaning the Pasuk that says, Ves Kol Adam Apar Yishpoich, is the Pasuk talking about the Par Koyim Mashiach, the Par that Koyim Godol does when he makes a mistake in Aloha. The word Par is extra. To tell me, that there it says that the shirai and the leftover go on the Mizbeach. The reason it says par extra, I tell you that it applies also to the par of Yom Kippur. Because by Yom Kippur it doesn't say what you do with the leftovers. So where do I learn it from? I learn it from the par of Koyan Mashiach. So the more Velam Elo Yomar V'Seir. Okay, you talk about the bull of Yom Kippurim. What about the seir of Yom Kippurim? What about the goat? Omar Mana B'Loy Kach Einu Zokug Leharois. It says, we already learned that you have to mix the blood of the par and the blood of the seir and put it all in one cup. So they're already mixed together. So I tell you that the par needs to be thrown on the closest part of the Mizbeach, so it applies to the seir as well. But it says the Gemara Ashkelos Omar, we did find that from Fair Shabraisa, it says, V'Skol Adam Yishpoich L'Rabbis Dam Parim Kippurim V'Seir L'Shvicha. Then when it says Kol Adam Apar, from the word extra par, you learn that par and seir, the bowl, have to be spilled, thrown into the closest part of the Mizbeach, which is closest to the Heichol. Ketuz, the one the Pasuk says, V'chilo mechaper es HaKodesh. That's what it says by Yom Kippurim. He finishes to do kapar on the Kodesh. So two prices, how to read this Pasuk. Istani tani, there is all those that say the price of the darshan, in kilo kiper, meaning, you darshan, v'chilo mechaper, if kilo, if you finished, kiper, then there's kapar. V'istani tani, there's another price that says, in kiper, kilo, if he did kapara, he finished. So one said he finished, he has kapara, and one says he had kapara, he finished. Says the Gemara of Avoh, Mishabirichon, Machloikos B'neon. It's a machloikos. They don't agree with each other, these two brises. Mando, Maim, Keeper, Kilo. The one who says if he did kaparo, so he's finished. So Mashman, then we're going to use the Gersa Rab Chaim, who follows the Bavli. Ein Hashiraim Me'akvim. So he holds that you don't have to put the shiraim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The leftover blood does not have to be spilled here. If you do it, you do it. But if you didn't do it, it's not me'akev. That's what it says, in Kippur, if you did the Eker Kapara, Kilo. So you're done. You don't have to worry about the shiraim. But Mando Omar, in Kilo, Kippur, but the one who dashes, in Kilo, if you finished his mechaper, so he holds a shiraim me'akvim. You must do the shiraim. Because the question is, do you say, Imkiper, you did the Iker Kaparo, so then you're done, even if you didn't finish? Or Imkilo, you did everything, then Kiper, then you have Kaparo. If you didn't do everything, you're still missing, you have to go back and do it. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar Mashmos B'Nim. It's not, there's no machlok between the two verses. It's only because, only a Mashmos Darshan, meaning, how do you read the Pasuk? But there's no actual machlok between them. And they both hold Mashirai Me'akvim and Yashirai Me'akvim. Regarding the Shirai, they hold it's not Me'akvim. And clearly, Simon Mashir Meshub Levi says, Ein Yashirai Me'akvim. So regarding Shirai, there's no Machlokes. But my Kedoins, what really is the actual Machlokes between them? Mando Amaim Kila Kiper Oisoisom Arba Matonis. Meaning he learns that the four Matonis that you do on the Mizbeach Aprimi, are each one a separate Matonah. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that don't think the one is enough. Because in Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Hatzim Mizbeach we have a din, that the Chatos needs to be put down on the four corners of the Mizbeach. But if he did only one out of four, he's Yaitze. And the Mizbeach HaPrim, I want to tell you, you need to do all four. Why have to say, that's what he's saying, in Kilo, Kippur. If he did all four, then you have Kapara. If he didn't do all four, there's no Kapara. So because there's four separate Matonas, I have to tell you, each one of them is required. Mando Omar in Kippur Kilo, Eino Isoi Somel Matono Achas. The second one, there's no machlekes. He agrees that you need to do all four. But he says, I don't have to tell you that you have to do all four because all four consider to be one matana. So of course, if you're missing one, you're missing everything because you don't have the full, at least one matana. So all I have to tell you is, if kipe, if you did the kapara, then you're done. If not, you're not done. So that's what's called mashmos dorshim. Now, if kamina l'mayis, there's no machlekes between the two braises. But one braises says, because each matana stands on its own, I have to tell you, in kilo, if you did all four, keeper. In loy kilo, if you didn't do all four, loy keeper. Second matana says, no, all four get to be one matana. So all I have to say is, in kipe, if you did that one matana, which means the four different givings, the applications of the mizbeach, which all consider to be one, then kilo, then you're done. If not, if you didn't do that, the four, loy kilo, you're not done, because it's considered to be all one matana. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yumo Daf Lamed Ches.